Joining me now is Pastor Michael Massey. We have breaking news tonight, David. If it is to be believed by Politico, they are posting on their website tonight what is said to be a draft. Likely some liberal has disseminated this draft, if you guys want to show it on the screen, in order to create a problem for the court and the justices. But they're reporting tonight that in original committee, initial committee here, they have made it, they have so far the tally, the majority, to pull down Roe v. Wade. Again, unprecedented that Politico is reporting this tonight with someone leaking this draft. And again, this can create a lot of political problems and pressure before the decision is finalized. I've got you on to talk about something else, but you want to quickly respond to this, please, Pastor Massey?
Brandon, this is the first I'm hearing that. It's something that I would have to have more validation for than from Politico. My reflex is that it's something to engender panic and riot to bring the elements that support abortion to the forefront and cause a significant problem ahead of a vote or ahead of consideration to muddy the waters and force the hand of the justices that are weak to not consider it being done.
Absolutely.
That's my thought, and I also take a somewhat unpopular position with the overturning of Roe. My feeling is that if Christendom were doing its job, it would not matter what the law was on the books, because if Christendom were truly reaching people for Christ, as we are called to do, what the law says would not matter. And we see that with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. We see that with Mordecai and Esther, and we go on and on and on. Overturning Roe is not my interest as such. My interest is reaching people for Jesus Christ and having them live moral lives where this thought of murdering unborn children, and now certainly born children, in that I think it's 30 days or 32 days after the birth of a child, it can be murdered if the mother decides that she doesn't want it. So we're talking over a month. That's pure infanticide. And Christendom needs to step up and stop sitting on the fences and saying and fighting to overturn Roe. Christendom needs to become more proactive in reaching people for Christ and shoring up the family to do that which the Word of God compels us to do. And I address Leviticus chapter 20 specifically.
Let me switch gears quickly in the moments remaining. We were talking earlier tonight about a controversy at a Mid-South Southern Baptist Seminary where they asked Trevor Loudon, related to his film, to leave the stage and would not allow them to show the film or the trailer. Part of the film, like my book Marxianity, that came out in December of 2018, is about exposing Marxism and Christianity merging. Much of this, of course, through people like James Cone and Walter Strickland, Black Liberation Theology. In the 4 minutes I have remaining, tell me about the rise of this within our even mainstream evangelical churches today and your concern, please.
Well, Black Liberation Theology is nothing more than Marxism in a different wrapping, and it's intended to foment hatred, contempt for what Al Sharpton and others have called the white man's Jesus, which is blasphemous on its face. But again, Marxism being what it is, Marxism's intent is to destroy Christendom, destroy the church. Marx was he hated Christianity. And this is to further have peoples of color, Americans, believe that they are less than, and that the so-called white man is out to get them and do them harm, and they're using Jesus Christ to do it. I find it interesting, one of the quotes of James Cone, he's quoted as saying, it is ironic that America, with its history of injustice to the poor, especially the black man and the Indian, prides itself on being a Christian nation. Well, that speaks to his dishonesty and hatred of truth, because if it were not for people of good conscience and Christians specifically, slavery may well still be here, but certainly the horrible treatment of segregation in the South during the Jim Crow era would still be taking place. And somehow that goes conveniently ignored. Also, Cone said that in the lynching era between 1880 and 1940, white Christians lynched nearly 5,000 black men and women. And that also is a lie, because from 1882 to 1968, 3,446 blacks were lynched. If that's a concern, if lynching is a concern, then I would say to James Cones and those that support this terrible liberation theology, this hate sect, that they should fight against abortion, because abortion is doing more to harm the nuclear black family, so-called nuclear black family, than lynching and oppression is.
Michael-Massey.com. Notice how you spell his name. Michael-Massey. Massie.com. Thank you, Dr. Massey, for being with us. We appreciate it. Folks, that's
it's
our broadcast
pleasure,
for tonight.
As always.